Moncrief on News Talk.
You may have noticed that a story about the media in Ireland hit the headlines today, but it's arguable that how the media represents the population is of more pressing importance, particularly women. The author and broadcaster Derval MacDonald is a member of the Equality Expert Group, and she joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Derval.
Good afternoon, Sean. Thanks for having me on.
Now, it's obviously a given that women are underrepresented in the media. What practical steps can be taken to solve that problem?
Well, what we have outlined, the Equality Expert Group, of which I'm a member, we appeared before the Future of Media Commission last week. And what we outlined was really, I suppose, a triple lock system of three things we could do to regularly track, to measure and report on diversity in the media. And we believe that that alone could have transformative effects, because what we know from anything from losing weight or trying to save money, whatever it is, that what gets measured gets done. So it's a simple triple lock measure that we've proposed.
Right. And so would that mean then that any publisher or broadcaster has to compile a report at the end of the year, say, and what would they be outlining in that report?
Yeah, so look, I mean, essentially what we've proposed to the Commission is that media, well, especially obviously if it's a regulated entity such as, you know, RTE, News Talk are all regulated broadcasters, that they would provide in their annual reports, but also to the relevant regulator, or for private media to the relevant government department, in this case be the Department of Communications, indicators looking at, you know, gender equality. And when we talk about, you know, women in media, I suppose there's two things you're talking about. We're talking about women within newsrooms, so women personnel, but also the coverage of women across media. And what we know, Sean, is that in Ireland now, it's just slightly tipped over. Women are now 51% of the population. But across Europe, including here, we only account for 25% of all of that news coverage. So there's a gap that has to be met. And we think that measurement would be a good way to do it. So some of the measures we would be calling for is for, you know, research and publication into gender equality in the media. But essentially what these companies, private or public, would be required to do would be to have regular monitoring and evaluation of their situation in their organisation and across their organisation as it relates to media, you know, to make sure that that they're mindful of the fact that we should have equal access to as women. And indeed, there's other, obviously, minorities are also included in that big diversity goal, but basically to make sure that there's equal access to and representation for media work and for media coverage across all of our media. Because if we want to have a balance in society, if we want to make sure all voices are heard, if we want to make sure that our media reflects the society that we live in, well then we need the full and equal participation of women and men, and that includes in and across all of our media output.
Though I would imagine that reporting would have to be under a number of headings, because say for instance in radio stations, a broadcaster could say, oh, the majority of our employees are women because they're all the production staff, but a minority would be on air, for instance.
Yeah, so look, so for example, look, I mean, there would have been a time, Sean, had you and I been having that conversation, you know, this conversation a couple of years ago, we might have been saying, oh, look, it's very hard, and we do try and kind of get women on, but we've had really, really great campaign groups who are calling out the absence of women in our media. So you'll be familiar, obviously, with Women on Air, Women for Election, Sounding the Feminist, and one of another group that's really come to the fore since the pandemic began, COVID Women's Voices, also Why Not Her. So really what we've done, what we've had in Ireland, we've had some studies, but they've been sort of ad hoc and irregular, looking at the voices of women across our media, and that has been shown to fall down. So one is analysing the output across media. That would be really important, but also just from, I suppose, if you're an employer, looking at where's the diversity within your ranks. Were women's voices heard? Were they not heard? And unfortunately, the situation still is that there is, and you know, people like Kevin Rafter in DCU have done research into this, particularly in respect of the global financial crisis, that there is an overwhelming male bias still in our newsrooms. And then that is reflected in the output, unfortunately, as well.
And when we say diversity, I'm assuming we're not just talking about representation of women. There are many other groups not getting a shout.
Absolutely. And what we outlined, Sean, when we spoke to the Future of Media Commission last week, when we spoke to the chairman, Brian McCraw, we said that these sort of, I suppose, their scorecard measures that have been deployed in other parts of, you know, business and enterprise, is that really, if we want to really improve the diversity in society, then it has to be not just women and men, but there are lots of voices that aren't heard. So if we track and measure this, I think even that fact alone will create a bigger and more societal awareness of it. And I think that's something that could be really, really beneficial, because perhaps sometimes, Sean, it isn't even intentional. Perhaps we don't even realise to the extent to which we don't give platforms to other voices. And that was really seen. If you go back and look at Professor Kevin Rafter at DCU, at his research, what it showed is kind of what we know. But what it showed is that our media, regardless of the platform, sort of tends to profile elite voices, establishment voices in business. And I obviously used to be the business editor of the Independent Group. Because there are more men in business, we gave more voice to that. But we now know that, you know, the voices are out there if we go and find them. And I will say something, Sean, like, I mean, I have been behind the mic on TV and radio. I've been involved in broadcast productions, and I've been a senior editor in one of the largest groups in the country. I know sometimes how difficult it can be to go out and find those other voices when you're under pressure. There can be a bit of a reluctance sometimes for people to raise their head above the parapet. But that excuse, I think, would have held water maybe about 10 years ago, but not anymore. The voices are there if we can go out and find them.
And if 51% of the Irish population are women, how does that translate into the media? Is there a percentage figure on how much women are represented in the media?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we don't have up-to-date data, which is, I suppose, part of the reason why we made this submission. But there was a big survey in 2015. It was the Global Media Monitoring Project, and the Irish partner for that was DCU. And what it showed was that within media, that only women only represented about a third of professionals. And like every other sector, you know, that sees attrition rates, you know, whether it is due to, you know, childbearing or caring responsibilities or other factors, we do see attrition rates. But we know that on the ground, that since then, since 2015, that that there's evidence that the situation has regressed. And that's really, really worrying, because we've seen just how important it is to have the voice of women, particularly since the onset of this pandemic. The case for more diversity, for more voices and different voices, I think, has been overwhelming, not least because of the impact of the pandemic on women. If you look to the US, Sean, in particular, the job losses for women have been really, really acute and quite worrying. But we've also seen, I think what's positive for me is just to see how women have come together and to really try and articulate their voice. Like, I wonder in my mind, we're in lockdown 3 at the moment, but I wonder in my mind, had we really paid attention to women in the first and second lockdowns, would issues such as childcare for our healthcare workers and other key workers been sorted any differently? And I think the answer to that is that it would have been.
Indeed. Dervil, thanks a million. That was Dervil MacDonald there, author, broadcaster and member of the Equality Expert Group.
Moncrief on News Talk.